As you approach Petrified Forest National Park, here's a note on the park's namesake natural wonder, its primordial tree trunks turned to stone. The park has some of the richest, largest, most scientifically significant deposits of petrified wood in the world. Prepare to be amazed. The park's petrified logs lie out in the open by the thousands for the world to marvel at. They're beautiful, made of agate and glistening crystal, and huge, as much as 100 feet long and 10 feet across. We're very, very lucky that they exist, because over the eons, some extraordinary things had to happen. First, more than 200 million years ago, long extinct trees grew in hot, wet, tropical conditions. Odds were overwhelming that they just fall and rot away, as most trees do. But floodwaters swept them into streams. There, sediment sealed them away before they could rot. Next, there had to be volcanoes in the area, erupting and spewing ash rich in silica. It had to fall where groundwater would carry the silica down, where it replaced what was once living wood. What nature buried deep, under thousands of feet of rock, nature then had to uncover. This occurred after this entire region, the Colorado Plateau, rose almost 10,000 feet, and erosion wore away the rock covering the petrified ancient trees. The odds against all these things happening are long indeed, but they did, and you're about to see the remarkable results.